I wouldn't care much about that blood. I've heard folks think about the blood, but yeah, you go over there while they're killing these bean things, they put you out eating too much stuff in there. Because the South Memphis packing yard, you see them with their boots on and them big bull things, just one man standing there shooting them, another running there sticking blood down there that deep on the floor. And they ain't losing that blood. They sucking there, making fertilizer stuff out and all that stuff.
And lose your appetite.
That's right.
If meat, if the weather turned warm and the meat was no good, you'd say, don't eat that. That meat's what?
Rotten.
Is that, would you ever say spoiled or?
Well, if you kept up with your meat, when it first started, they called it tainting. Mm. It would taint. Mm-hmm. And get strong. I've taken it after it tainted. You can take it and put it in the ground and bury it a few days, will take that out.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, just put it in the ground.
And then what would you do?
Let it stay there a few days. It'll take that taint, taste out.
And you'd boil it? Would you boil it?
Do it any way you want it.
Oh, I see.
You take it out. If it got tainted, it's done. See, that meat has done been salted. Mm-hmm. If it got tainted, you go bury it in the ground. It's already got the salt in it, but mm-hmm. You take it out and put it up and dry it. If you think it's salt enough, just dry it out good and let's go and just eat it up. Take that, sometime it taint from being inside of another, some fresh meat. You see, if folks put up meat, they salt it down. Sometimes they take the meat, the weather don't allow them, lay these bone meat and things on the top, and you don't salt that bone meat. You want it to stay fresh a long time, you're going to can it or something. And that meat, being next to that other meat, will cause this salted meat to taint.
I see.
And you bury it in the ground and that'll take that out.
I see.
If you don't get too far gone.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned sweet potatoes the other day. Did you ever grow much of the other kind of potato?
Mashed potato?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
That's
for me.
Okay. And did you never grow any rice around here, do you?
Oh, no, sir. I haven't seen any rice grow, but they tell me before my day they had it.
Did they?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The old fella told me they'd have rice. A man stayed up here on the place with me a few years ago, older fella. He said that's what they used to do during the time, and he called it pestling rice. He said he growed the rice just like oats, wheat. And they get them a big stump, something like 3 feet in diameter or bigger. It'll be a big tree stump. And they make a fire in that stump, round and keep it and burn a hole in it, you know, sort of like a dish pan or something like that in that big stump. And then they wrap all that old burnt stuff and clean it off there. And they take the rice when they shug and do it and whoop it out and put it up in that stump. They take, he called it pestling rice. They take some sticks, some thing they make, you know, here, mallets or whatever they call it, like I understood it, something like a baseball bat. He called it pestling rice. He said, when they weren't working in the field, that kind of weather, they pestle rice out.